This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Fueled by a booming economy, sales of new cars had been on track to hit 16.5 million this year, but that was before the world changed. Sue Carpenter has more.
Reichert Ford is a car dealership near Columbus, Ohio. Like businesses in a lot of states, it's under a stay-at-home order, but it's still allowed to repair and replace vehicles. And these days, a lot more of those services are being coordinated online, says owner Rick Reichert.
What's happened through the coronavirus pandemic is instead of us advertising sales events and come to us, our entire advertising campaign right now is we can come to you.
When Reichert first rolled out its Express Checkout online car buying service 2 years ago, just 1% of customers chose to have their cars delivered to their homes. Today, it's 50%. Michelle Krebs is an executive analyst with Cox Automotive.
We do studies every year that show consumers really would like to do more of the car buying process online,
including pickup and delivery of their vehicles, she says. But until COVID-19, that was a tiny part of the business. Now dealerships for automakers from Lincoln to Mercedes to Porsche are ramping up online sales and home drop-offs, and some are waiving delivery fees that can run as much as $50.
This crisis is forcing that.
Shift is an online used car marketplace based in Southern California. Co-chief executive George Arison says it now offers a way to test drive vehicles without person-to-person contact.
So same way that you might buy food and have it be delivered.
A driver delivers the car to your doorstep and wipes it down with sanitizer before handing over the key. That salesperson doesn't get in the car, so potential buyers can test it without anyone riding shotgun. Arison says sales are down, but visits to the Shift website have doubled since the coronavirus. Other online vehicle shopping sites are also reporting upticks in visitors. But will consumers be able to buy a car with a spike in unemployment?
The biggest thing we heard from people is the ability to defer payments.
Matt Van Dyke directs U.S. marketing at Ford Motor Company, which, like many automakers, is offering payment deferrals and 0% financing. In Los Angeles, I'm Sue Carpenter for Marketplace.